Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 54. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, my fellas?
Good things.
I was waiting for gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
See, I like that pause, and I actually don't know what I'm going to say.
All right.
Gentlemen, fellas, brothers.
I think gentlemen's a misnomer, though, for us. Didn't we figure that out a long time ago?
Yeah, fellows. you are gentlemen. But,
thank you.
But you're fellas.
Yeah. Men being gentle over here.
Everything going all right?
Yeah, things are good. Things are good.
Yeah, they're the main hot and sweaty every day at work.
It is hot.
It's hot as the devil's underpants. Did we already say that one time? I don't know if I said that on the podcast.
I don't know how hot that is.
I know, right? Yeah. Like somebody asked me, they're like, does the devil have underpants?
You know what?
Where I'm working is the devil made like a bridge, like an A-frame out of his arm and torso. Mm. I'm right up in that armpit area.
Oh man.
Ouch.
Yeah. Nice and humid, really hot.
Yeah.
I still don't want to do what Nate does.
Up on a catwalk in the castings plant.
So you don't want to hear me talk about it was so cold in the church today I had to put a sweatshirt on.
No.
I literally do. I have a sweatshirt.
Anybody else chilly? No.
It was so hot today where I was working. And I still had to weld, so I had to put a jacket on.
Oh. That sounds awful.
Yikes.
No thanks.
Yeah. And I'm still sweating with a fan blowing at me. An industrial big 4-foot fan.
I can't take credit for that devil's underpants comment either. It was our hospitalist that's very funny at Johnson. He actually said that one time. He's like, it's hotter than a devil's underpants, or it feels like the devil's underpants. Something like that. And I was like,
I'm
stealing that and I'm taking it. So I'm giving credit to him.
It's a picture in my mind I really don't want to think about.
Yeah.
Devil's underpants. But, well, Nate, hopefully it,
get out of his armpit.
Maybe
torso area. He's got you in a headlock.
When we did the Satan, did we talk about the devil's armpit or devil's underpants?
I don't remember, honestly.
Isn't that in Mississippi somewhere?
Probably.
Ah. Yes.
The devil's armpit.
It could be, as Sean said. Hey, so there you go. So let's get into it. Sean, tell the listeners what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about the Paris Catacombs what we're going to talk about. And this is credited to me, but the idea was, it's been tossed around a little bit, but I'm going to give the credit to a girl I work with named Candy. She's an occupational therapist.
Okay.
We've talked about her before. She actually covers for me there at Johnson Memorial. So shout out to Candy.
Hi, Candy.
And thank you. She actually visited this a couple months ago now, but she had never been to Paris. I don't believe she'd been to Paris.
Yes, I remember.
She and her husband went, and then she went to, she's like, you guys need to visit this place. So it was right up and down our alley.
I've seen a scary movie about that.
As Above, So Below, or whatever.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
My brother-in-law told us
I haven't seen that.
I was like, I'd never heard of it. He goes, yeah, it's pretty decent. And it was.
It's based in here, right? Like, of course. Yeah. It's kind of... Yeah, loosely based on we'll talk about it too.
And if that stuff really happened, no, I would not want to be.
No.
I'd rather be above.
I watched several videos. It doesn't make it look too bad.
I've seen a couple of documentaries.
Yeah.
And some videos. Do we have it on our list, by the way?
Of course. It's on my list anyway.
Yeah.
Patty. Paris is known as the City of Lights. So, and they were talking about in a lot of these videos how many different places to visit. When you're in Paris, and they say that Paris is one of the most visited sites in the world. I did not know that. One of the most visited cities, anyway.
I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is a place to go. But this is one
everybody
that
wants to go to Paris.
Paris. And it's the city of love. City of love and lights, right?
Yeah. There you go.
But they say in these catacombs that there are approximately 6 million bodies, and that's three times the amount of bodies. There are three times the amount of dead bodies that there are living on the surface. I thought that was wild. So I was like, I guess that means 2 million people live in Paris. I'm just doing the math.
Carry the one. Okay.
That's a lot of dead bodies underneath there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just.
I vote for recount.
Recount.
Here we go again. Another recount.
Oh God, not again.
Okay, whose femur is this?
Hank, did you get? Can you match this femur? Let's see. Your count skull. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I think it's beyond repair at this point down there.
Yeah.
So I will lay a quick foundation.
Yes.
Catacombs of Paris. The catacombs of Paris. I'll stop saying that because it's de Paris, right? Are underground ossuaries, because ossuaries is a word actually that we use here in the States. It's where you collect bones, right, and skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not an actuary, but
an ossuary. Yeah. A totally different thing, in Paris, France, which holds the remains of more than 6 million people. In a small part of the tunnel network built to consolidate Paris's ancient stone quarries, extending south from the Barre des Enfers. I have no idea if I'm saying that right. I know. Gate of Hell. You know I love to pick these, right? Gate of Hell, former city gate. This ossuary was created as part of the effort to eliminate the city's overflowing cemeteries. Preparation work began shortly after a 1774 series of St. Innocent's cemetery quarter basement's wall collapsing and adding a sense of urgency to the cemetery eliminating measure. And from 1786, nightly processions of covered wagons transferred remains from most of Paris's cemeteries to a mine shaft open near the Rue de la Tombe Isore. I'm going to say that. I said that exactly correct.
Nailed it.
Right? I think this is interesting. They say it was, what, Louis the 16th that had to deal with this. But it's, they said the cemeteries, which had started, I think the first cemetery they said was like 1,200 years ago. And they said since then, the cemeteries were literally bursting. And so, and that they talked about these walls, the basement wall collapsing. It was with dead bodies. They're like, we got to do something with these bodies. So they literally just shoved them underground and dumped them. And so there wasn't any regard at that point. It was just, let's get rid of these things. And then by, 1840, that they started doing measures of trying to actually make this look decent and trying to be a little more respectful. So it says the ossuary remained largely unforgotten until it became a novelty place for concerts and other private events in the early 19th century. After further renovations and constructions of access around Place Defert, Rocher, it was open to the public visitation from 1874. Since 2013, the catacombs number among the 14th city of Paris museums managed by Paris Musée. Although the ossuary comprises only a small section of the underground tunnels, or they call them the quarries of Paris, Parisians currently often refer to the entire tunnel network as the catacombs, because it's several hundred miles, and only, they said only like a one, or maybe, yeah, it was either 200 or 2,000, I can't remember. It was a lot of mileage there, and it was only like 1% of it is actually the bones, and that's a lot of bones and skeletons and stuff. So they said, and like 1.5% of it is open to the public. Most of it is cut off. They say because of structural integrity, a lot of it, they're afraid it's going to collapse. That has actually collapsed on foundations, some homes and businesses, so they don't want that to continue to happen. And you can't build in certain areas in Paris because of it, too.
Mm, okay. Hmm. I see that it took 12 years for them to move those bones. That's a long time.
They said
it's a decade plus to just move bones.
Benjamin Franklin and John Adams were over working with France to get America recognized as a sovereign nation. And so they would have been over there when these bodies were being moved. So can you imagine, like, isn't it a weird thought?
Yeah.
It's a very weird thought.
Yeah. 12 years. Gosh darn.
That's a long time, right?
Yeah. And it says it possibly could be up to 7 million. It's all estimated, but they said at least 6 to 7 million into these catacombs. And it started back in these catacombs, I guess, they back to the 13th century.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what better place to put these bones?
Yeah. The Romans dug them out first. There's limestone in there, which Indiana has limestone too. But they dug these out as quarries to build the city. So, and Paris itself has gone through many transformations. And so it's at its whatever stage it's been through in history. But at that time, the Romans wanted to make it into their own city. So I thought that was kind of cool. So they're the ones that dug these tunnels out.
Yeah, they have about a mile of the catacombs. That's as far as open for the visitors to explore. Mm-hmm. That's still pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you walk a mile, it's like, whoa. And it says that, I'm trying to, this is at the Smithsonian Magazine website. credit to them, said the cost is €3 or about $4. So,
To go down and visit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you go through this gate, which really does is like, you know, says the catacombs or whatever in French, you know, the entrance to the catacombs. And then it talks about the gates of hell. And that you go down like this stairway. I think they said it was 5 levels or 5 stories below ground that you have to go down steps. It was like 236 steps or something like that. It was like a long way down there. And they said it stays about 54 degrees. So it's very cool. And you can tell, like, they said a woman wouldn't want to wear high heels because it's very, you know, there's a lot of bricks and it's slick down there. So they said it would be a bad idea not to wear anything but like sturdy shoes or hiking boots or whatever. And there's a lot of walking to be done down there. So
I misspoke. I am sorry.
Oh,
you can buy for the $4 and this is back, 2014 price. So it might have gone up a little bit. It says for the €3 or $4, you can buy audio guides.
Oh.
And then it says the price to actually go down in the catacombs to tour would be about $11 for adults.
Oh, okay. There's a line.
Eight years ago. Yeah, and it says constant. No, this says constant temperature of 57, 54, 57, whatever. Yeah, I mean, mid-50s, yeah.
There is a line normally that you have to wait in unless you get some kind of people were like signing up for tours or whatever that they could get ahead of the line and go down. I thought that was kind of cool. They said it was a romantic.
Call ahead.
Yeah. This one couple that went down there, they said that it was a very romantic way to spend, you know, for couples. And I was like, well, maybe. They were worried that it would be like a darkness down, a dark feeling down there. Oh, I'd love to too. And so they weren't sure. And their whole thing, at the end of the video was, is this worth visiting? And they were like, absolutely. This is like hands down historic. And there's, there's just so much history down there. And just to think about what happened down there, what all these, each one of these skulls is a life. And it's just, it's amazing the energy that it carries. The other interesting thing is that the Parisians were down there using these tunnels during World War II before the invasion of the Nazis. Then after the Nazis took over Paris, they used these tunnels. So there's Nazi paraphernalia down there. There's also been gangs to go down there, and there's graffiti in a lot of these places. There are people that go down and explore these catacombs, even though it's illegal to go in anywhere that's not for the public. So you have to be very careful because there's a lot of safety concerns. There's police, they say there's security details that go down there regularly, and there's police officers, and if they catch you, obviously, they can throw you in jail or fine you. But there are people that still, they're called cataphiles, and they go down there, and that's the exciting thing to do is go down there, and they say that they're always finding something new, and they're also trying to get other people to go down there and have fun and research and see what they find, because they find all kind of interesting things down there. There's like a 200-year-old brewery that was down there. And
oh, wow.
They found a group of people that they still never figured out who they were. They were staying in this area. They found like a theater, and they were using electricity from the city, like stealing it. And they had all this stuff down there, and the police found it, but the people weren't there. And the people, when they came back, they realized that they had been discovered. So they took all their stuff, and they left a note that basically said in French, no, don't search for us, you know, do not come looking for us. So they never figured out what this group was or who was down there, but. So yeah,
that would be interesting.
Yeah,
it's kind of concert down in the
it's like
the catacombs.
Who's
with a bunch of
squatting in these catacombs? You know, yeah,
exactly. That's wild. There's a story. I'll read it real quick. It's called "The Uncovered Video Camera."
Yes,
says this by far is one of the creepiest Paris catacombs legends. Says in the early 1990s, a group of cataphiles, as you said, parentheses people who study and explore the Paris catacombs regularly. Were walking through the dark chambers of the cemetery. They happened upon a video camera on the ground. To their surprise, the camera had footage on it. As the group watched the footage, they heard disturbing noises. It became apparent that the man holding the video camera was lost and had no idea how to escape. In the video, the audience can clearly draw that the man is going mad inside of the underground network of tunnels. Says the video ends abruptly with the man dropping his camera on the ground. To this day, no one knows who this man was or if he came out alive. Many believe that the movie As Above, So Below was inspired by this tragedy.
Isn't that wild?
That is, yeah.
Yeah, and they have no idea what happened to him.
And like, did we talk about that before we started? That's a great movie, As Above, So Below.
Yeah, very, I still haven't creepy. Seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you haven't?
I have not. We've talked about it before.
I can't remember if we were talking about it before we started recording or not, but that's a great movie. You did, though, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Awesome movie. Very, very creepy. Yeah. I had heard of the Paris Catacombs before that movie. My brother-in-law, like I said, he recommended it to my wife and I. I don't know if my wife had heard or knew anything about the catacombs, but because I was telling her, I'm like, this is a real place.
Yeah,
this isn't
right?
just made for, you know, TV or
watching that movie
movies.
Sounds like you'd probably not want to go down there, but then you're like, oh, it's actually.
Yeah, it's got a lot of, I don't know, you know, the creepy stuff. I mean, it's not just a
supernatural type stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Definitely recommend that movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that'd be wild to find that video camera.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
The, it says possibly linked to that video camera story. It says a famous Paris catacombs legend says that a mystifying thing occurs within the burial site after midnight. The legend says that if you are inside of the Paris catacombs after midnight, the walls begin to speak. Disembodied voices will try to persuade you to venture deeper and deeper into the catacombs until you can't find your way out. So, and there's supposed that there was a teenage girl, I think, that got separated. They were trying to just explore and they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing. And she ended up getting separated because they say, don't go by yourself because you will. You'll get disoriented. You'll get lost. Some of these spirits will take over or take you over. So you don't ever want to get separated. But then they found, I guess she had tripped and fallen and ended up like not being able to get out of there. And they found her body and that she had basically just died, you know, alone in there. That's awful though. But it's like, ugh.
Well, that, not to give it away, but the movie, that's kind of how that is. You know, they kind of get disoriented, and it's pretty plausible. I can see why. I mean, in real life, you know, it's like being in a forest or something. Mm-hmm. They said there's so many miles. I think I could be wrong, at like 180 miles worth.
See, that's what I think. It was upwards of 200. So, yeah, that
sounds
right.
It says 180
the
miles.
The 2000 stuck in my head, but that was 2,000 years ago.
I think it's 180 miles. And it said that there's ways to get to sneak in there, the parts that you're not supposed to, but it's obviously...
It's dangerous.
Well, and again, they'll arrest you, you know, so they do not recommend you sneaking down there. So, I don't think I'd have a problem with...
It turns into an unofficial game of hide and seek.
Oh man,
police are down there trying to find them.
Oh, I bet.
Can you imagine? You're like, oh man, seriously? You know,
I was
15 minutes away from clocking out. You know, now I gotta go down into the catacombs and find these knuckleheads.
The police say, every time we say Marco, nobody ever says Polo back.
Polo, what?
It's the spirits.
Yeah, that would be a fun place to visit. Freaky, creepy. Historic. I mean, it is. Just think how old this place is.
Oh, I know.
You know, Paris has all kinds of different things to see and visit. But
there's a ghost down there called Philbert. I'm saying this correctly.
Philbert, you say.
Philbert, yes. Aspart. Esperat. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Nate, you're not going to let him talk
about it. Aspart. I don't know how you say that. Aspart. I don't know. Aspart. So I apologize to him wherever he's at. During the French Revolution, a man named, and that name, Philibert, was a doorman at the Val de Grace Hospital. On a mission to fetch a certain liqueur from a cellar, Philibert actually ended up entering the Paris catacombs instead. Walking around the pitch black catacombs alone with just a single candle, Philibert became incredibly lost and confused. Many people believe he may have been intoxicated at the time as well. His candle blew out, making his vision completely black. At that point, it was virtually impossible for him to escape. His body was not found until 11 years later when a group of cataphiles uncovered it. They identified him by the hospital keyring hanging from his belt. He's buried in the catacombs in the exact same place where he died, with a tombstone describing his death. Cataphiles and catacomb folklore tellers say that each November 3rd, his ghost haunts the labyrinth of the catacombs.
Ooh.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I like it.
You guys read about the legend of the cat skulls?
I have not.
Ooh, I want to hear about that.
All right. Many Paris catacomb legends may be true or not, but the story of the cat skulls is guaranteed to give you chills. It is to be found in a book about underground Paris, which revealed an 1896 discovery of hundreds of skulls in the tunnels. Cat skulls.
Hmm.
It seems that the catacombs shared a well with a nearby restaurant, undoubtedly run by an unscrupulous manager who passed off felines as rabbits. Their taste apparently resembles one another. This being an unacceptable practice, disposing of cat carcasses in the well isn't, well, inconceivable. Yet another of the creepy stories are told about the catacombs.
Catacombs, you say? Aha, yes. Maybe that's what, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard of the cat skills.
Yeah, cat skills. But not the,
yeah. Yeah. That's creepy, though. That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Be exploring and then stumble upon hundreds of cat skulls.
Cat skulls, yeah. It'd
be kind of like disturbing, wouldn't it, right?
A little bit.
In the catacombs.
Just think of all the rodents.
That meow meows tastes like rabbits.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything tastes like chicken.
Yeah, everything tastes like chicken. I almost went chicken.
meow mix, please. Meow, meow.
Just think of all the things down there, though. I don't know. That'd be weird.
I wanted to clarify with that secret hideout that they found. In 2004, a group of police officers were exploring a part of the Paris catacombs restricted from public access and began to uncover very strange things. First, they found a PA system with pre-recorded guard dog barking noises playing. Then they found 3,000 square feet of galleries wired for phones using pirated electricity. The officers found a bar, a living area, workshop, lounge, and even a cinema with a room to seat 20 people. The cinema seats had been carved into the stones of the catacombs. The creepiest part was they saw cameras on the ceilings recording them. So that's how they found out that they had been figured out. The police squad went back to the area a few days later with a larger team to further investigate. Everything they had discovered, from the phone lines to the Paris catacomb cinema, had vanished. The only thing they found was a note that read, "Ne cherchez pas," meaning "don't search."
They had a cinema down there.
Isn't that wild? I thought that I said that, and I was like, I'm not sure how much of that was accurate, but that's all accurate.
Cool.
Is that wild?
I'd love to go down in the catacombs.
So now we definitely have
to watch
a
movie.
Right?
The acoustics are wonderful.
I found this little story here on TripAdvisor, because I thought, I want to see what somebody that has visited, what they say. It says, "Interesting, sad, and haunted." This goes back to pretty recent, 2016. This woman says, "It goes for miles, is fairly deep, and has a lot of subterranean water seeping from walls and overhead, so be aware that your clothing will likely get stained. A deathly, musty smell with little to no ability to chicken out, exit." I'm just reading how she typed it. "A deathly, musty smell with little to no ability to chicken out to exit once you're below. Very macabre experience. Tripods and flash photography are a big no-no, and they have plenty of staff down below that watch photographers like a hawk." So there you go.
It's 20 meters underground, it said, from that corkscrew stairway that takes you down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, "The catacombs have these words. A pseudo grand entrance leads you into the catacombs with these words, 'Stop. This is the empire of death.'" So you're like, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It was all in French, so I couldn't read it. So, but like, now I can. Ha ha.
Yeah, I think our creepies, I mean, I'd imagine some know about it and probably some don't. Go check out pictures of this place, because they are literally, the skulls are just formed next to each other.
Yeah. I
mean,
they're just stacked. We'll post some pictures too when we post for this episode. But yeah. I just think it's neat that the bones, they start using them as art. I like that. And then there's almost like a ritualistic way that they position them. So I think it's really, really cool.
I think macabre is the perfect way to describe
macabre
this.
Macabre is a perfect
and
you, word.
And like we said, these were real people. It's not like it's they're props or they're fake. These are, there's
real bones, folks.
6 or 7 million people. That.
And it's been through a lot of history.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Exploding bodies. The Nazis to the Romans to...
No kidding.
Right? The Parisians of all kind of eras. So.
City of Lights and the
City
Underneath
of
Death.
What
they call it? What they call that? The something of death? Or
what did I just say?
Anyway, that's...
This is the Empire of Death.
Empire of Death.
Stop. This is the Empire of Death.
Okay. That's good.
Sounds good, right?
As above, so
below, right?
Yeah, and I recommend that movie. Once again, go see that movie.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy. So, anything else you guys got?
Not that I can think of. Thank you, Candy.
Yeah. I do remember her going because she was saying
the name like Candy. It's gotta be sweet, right?
Yeah. What's her husband's name?
Jim.
Jim, okay.
Yep, Jim and Candy. Shout out to both.
Jim Dandy, Jim Candy. No,
they should know.
John Candy. Oh, sorry.
She should be a stand-up comedian or comedian. Or
oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's funny. She's very funny.
Well, we'll get
she
her.
Needs her own podcast, at least. So.
She just can't compete TikTok against us.
No, not no. Why try, right?
Well, Creepies, thanks for listening to, what was that, mini number 54 on the Paris Catacombs. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.